So we're back after that piece of music, and we're here with Kayla Leveillé-Kwan and Melanie Lassell. And the reason there was a short delay there is because we're with the times too. We were doing selfies here, so that just took a minute. And so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes. That's right. And so, Kayla, you're organizing. Are you in charge of organizing the summer camp?
Yes, I am. I'm the new coordinator at Sapo Sanctif, actually, since January. And, I'm having all sorts of activities planned for this summer. We have 8 weeks this summer to organize and we have different teams, and we have all sorts of activities coming up. Just for a little background, maybe for Sapo Sanctif, we're nonprofit, so we offer physical activities, healthy snack, and help with homeworks to youth from ages 7 to 12 in 7 local schools.
And this is after school?
After school program, yeah.
Year round.
Yes.
So, well, during school time.
During school time. So last year they had a bit of a problem. They started off really rickety because the old coordinator had just left 100%, so they had to work a lot, so a lot of volunteers supported that program for many weeks until Kayla came on board, and she's actually doing a super job.
The reason why
I'm here with her is because I'm on the board of directors for 100% Active.
Okay.
So the activities they have in schools is great. They actually promote a lot of physical activities. Snacks, they actually provide snacks, healthy snacks, not junk food. And so now we're planning our big summer event, our big summer camp, because we have the capacity of 40 kids, and we have up to now 27 registered. So we have room.
And so would a child register for the entire 8 weeks? Or
they don't
have to.
They can come just for a week. They can also come for 3 days minimum. That's what we're asking for, if they want to come and just join us for 3 days and have the experience, and then they can still join us during the summer if they like it.
And what's the age group for the camp?
7 to 12.
7 to 12.
Maybe
you said that and I missed it. And is there a cost for this?
There is a cost. It's based on different hours. So we do have like a before and after hours. So it's actually, our camp is in Lognal, at the park at Lognal.
Okay.
And the hours are from 7:45 till 5:15.
Wow.
And it's 140 for a week. And
that's not bad.
Yeah, or 9 to 4 for 125. So based on, and then we also have discount for
multi-children from a same family.
Yes. So and all sorts of, it's a great, I think it's a good price for all the activities that's going to be offered to our summer camp.
So do you guys want to hear some of our themes that we have for this summer?
I was just going to say some of the themes, and I was going to say, is it indoors or out? Because if you're in Lornell, it could be at the beach, so go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they will be using the beach for sure, and they also have the chalet at the Lornell Park, so they'll be taking that space too.
Yeah.
For the first week, I'll go ahead, and then I'll give you a second week. So the first week, the theme is Green Thumbs. So they'll do a lot of recycling, a lot of recycling art, so recycled art. They have two special guests coming in that week that will focus on composting, recycling, and we actually will receive Tara McWherter from Garden Path and Vicky Jean-Louis, that you all know from the BMA. She'll be coming to talk to the kids about composting and the importance of it and what to do next with the compost. So we will be, actually for that week, we will be getting the trash or the compost compostables, and they'll bring it to different people that have composters at home. So I have one, and I'll get the stuff. The week two will be?
Yeah, second week will be team multicolors.
Okay.
So it's all about we're going to have Zumba. So Melanie Lassell is going to come with us and offer Zumba to her kids. We're going strawberry picking at L'Amoureuse Garden.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we're bringing the kids out there, and it's all about color. So every Friday, I have to mention, we invite the kids to dress dress up. So with a team, like if it's multicolor, then they have to be all multicolors, and we're just, you know, promoting everything that's fun and active this summer. So, and then third week we have our
science, and we'll have an outing. We're going to camping Choisy over there. So they'll have a treasure hunt over there. They'll do some trampoline in the pool. They'll use up the mini pot. And because it's science week, so they'll be building a volcano. And that by the end of the week, they'll be
Exploding, blowing up.
And so that's the
fun
science part of it.
Yeah. And then our fourth week is superheroes, which it's all about superheroes that week. But we're also having, which is really fun, the entrepreneurship camp.
Oh.
Yeah, for 1 week, the kids will learn how to do their own business, actually go in front of, like, I'll quote it, like a dragon's den.
Yes.
And then they get approved for their projects. The kids will have to put a budget down. We'll buy the equipment for them, bring it back to the camp to them, and then they build their own stuff. They do their signs, their promotion signs.
Their promotion.
They'll have their kiosk.
A little booth to sell their stuff.
And Friday, every parents, community people can come and buy their products from 1 to 4 in the afternoon at Lorgnaz Park. Yeah.
So this is in partnership with
the
Académie Entrepreneuriale.
Oh,
that's
fun.
And Benoit Brunet will be coming to help you out with that.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So it's a great team. Then actually that week, we also have Zumba with one of the coolest ones. And then Nathalie Frenière, also, that you all know, the artist coming from this region, from Van Cleek Hill, will be coming in and doing some dream catchers from recycled materials with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fifth week will be Fitness Week.
Yeah. Fitness Week. We're actually having the firefighters from Champlain coming in, animating their kids on the Friday afternoon. And then they're just going to have the mascot with Sparky?
Sparky. Yeah.
And then they're going to have water stuff to go and play in and all sorts of fun activities to do with the kids for that week. Yeah. And then we have 6 weeks coming, which is safari. We're going to the corn maze here in Little Kill. We're going to bring the kids and they can, you know, really explore local stuff and local activities
they
can
do. You'll have to come to the Higgins Tower.
Oh, yeah.
72 steps.
That's something we can do. Maybe that same day we can bundle and just stop by for sure.
Because we're paying a bus, so might as well use up everything that is to be done in Van Cleek Hill.
That corn maze, we're planning, if it's not raining, it's on August 20-ish.
Agenda, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're open. So if it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, it's between those days, not Monday or Friday, because we have other stuff. So it's probably, we'll have to come and see that. Mm-hmm. I've actually went just this year for the first time. So, yeah, I saw what it looks like. It's really interesting.
Kids really like it.
Yeah.
They seem to love it.
Yeah. And it's fun how you see all Van Cleek Hill from the view. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
That's our spot. We bring people not around from around here. That's where we bring them.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's week six, and you've got...
We got seven coming, which is Pirates.
Pirate Week.
Yeah, Pirate Week. And that specific week, we have our big Journée Champêtre, Fun Day, we called it.
Yep.
It's a project with Esquad Santé, which is another project we're involved in this summer. It's a partnership with Maison de la Famille. So 100% Actif and Maison de la Famille are offering all sorts of free activities in the park during the summer. And that specific week on the 19th, you're more than welcome to come and join us. We're having stations, which the kids will have to participate. And then we're going to have a barbecue with corn and...
I thought you were going to say we look like pirates.
Oh, no, but
we could do it. We could. Dressing up is so fun.
But we're actually having the firefighters.
Yeah, again.
Coming and doing something. And we're having the Town of Hawks. We're doing some stuff. Us, 100% Actif. We're having Valoris and Maison de la Famille also. So it's just going to be a fun day for everyone. Mm. It's all free, which that's amazing.
Wow.
It's just great for everybody.
It will be held in Hawksbury.
Yes.
It'll be
a
Parquet du in Hawksbury, so that's where it will be.
Yes.
And we also have Dairy Queen providing us with ice cream, and we'll have a barbecue. And I think somebody's coming to do Zumba, I think, right?
Yeah, somebody really amazing called Melanie Lassalle.
Okay. And then the last week is Hawaii themed, and then again we'll have piñata, Zumba, and whole shebang.
And then I just confirmed, it will be confirmed again, but we might have a camping, like a night over where the kids can stay.
Oh.
So that will probably be on the Friday where the kids can stay at the camp.
Yeah.
And
sleep
we'll
in
be,
a tent. And
we'll be chaperone.
And how many counselors do you have for this busy activity? We have
four great counselors this year.
We do.
We will train them this week. They'll be trained and ready to go as soon as camp starts. And camp starts the first week of August. July. I'm sorry.
Yeah, July 4th.
And how long can people register? Maybe we'll get Christina to take a photo and we'll maybe... Do you have all this information online somewhere too?
We do on our Facebook page. Unfortunately, we don't have a website right now, but we're working on it. But I could provide the information for sure. Everything's there. Registration can be done throughout the summer. Yes?
We forgot that we're going to have some food provided to us by Prima Cosa.
Oh, yes.
So they're going to offer, well, not free of cost, but part of the fees it's going to cost, or healthy food, so we can have lunches, snacks provided with it, and juices for $7, or the smaller meal for $4.50. So that will be raising money for Sample Actif. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow. And it's great meals provided for the kids. It's healthy snacking, it's healthy, it's good food.
That's great.
Yeah, they're really helpful with that.
And it's just great. The kids are going to be outside enjoying things and meeting people from the region, too. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not indoors like the whole time.
No, we're pretty much outside. When it's raining, then we have to be inside. But when it's sunny,
it sounds like you've got lots of outdoor stuff planned.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
I think we're also going at some point to the L'Oréal Prison. So we're using whatever we have around
us. And there is lots.
And we have so much that we forget that we have.
Yes.
Because we're so used to seeing it that it doesn't even cross our mind to go there, but we're going to the prison.
Even a Garden Path Homemade Soap, she has a beautiful outdoor garden. A pond with turtles and stuff, so there's lots
beautiful pictures.
Beautiful. I thought of it, actually, and we talked with Tyra about it, but for this year, we're really booked and stuff, but this is something we could do, like, you know, kind of treasure hunt or garden pad, and you go and put some, you know, have to find some, like,
even herbs and everything for the green thing.
Exactly.
Would be fun. So where did all these theme ideas come from? Is this from a volunteer?
My head. Pinterest, I will say. Thank you, my friend.
We all go to Pinterest for ideas.
But you know what? It's a bit of my background. I've worked for Sample Sanctif as an animator 2 years when I was in high school, and I also did I was an animator also for the town of Hawkesbury for one summer. So it's all about, you know, just keeping your bagage, I'll say, like that. And just, you know, it's my background. I've studied in that too. I'm actually
graduating
this year. Yes. Éducatrice à l'enfance. I don't know how I say it, but
early childhood education.
Yes. And so it's my background. You know, I like kids. I adore them. I just, you know, it's all for them, you know. And I'm going back in my childhood, and I'm like, I'd like to do that if I was a child.
I know
I'd
it
like
sounds
to do
like
that.
I would go. It doesn't, you know, because sometimes camps used to be so
cut and dry,
a bit boring, and like more school. But you want to do stuff where there's a little more freedom and learning and adventure,
and it's all about that. This summer, it's all about having the kids to discover either a new passion, introduce them to new stuff,
a new interest.
Exactly. So it's all about. Also, like, we do provide physical activities, and we're all about it. But it's also for them to discover new things and new stuff and new ways to, like, reuse, like, compost, like, you know, and or then again
doing art with recycling,
art with with CDs and stuff, and or it's all about
just having the time during the summer to do it when kids are in school and they're in extracurricular stuff and their parents are busy. Maybe they don't get to go to local tourist sites or stuff during the winter, but this is the time to show them
fun
local
stuff they can do. Exactly. And local is all about what we promote too. It's like our local, like, partners and all about it. It's a good thing. If without partners and without local, we wouldn't have we survive with partnerships. We're as a nonprofit, that's what we are. We approach local business, and it's how to give back in your community, and, you know, it's for our child, so our kids. So it's really it's great.
Right. Well, that sounds really exciting. And do you have, can you give us your Facebook page address? Is it facebook.com/?
Well, it's actually, if you just write, like, in the search box, it's actually just 100, so 100, like 100, le pourcent, Actif.
Okay.
A-C with an S.
With an S.
So it's A-C-T-I-F-S. So you can reach us through Facebook, send messages. I'm quick on responding.
Oh, good. Well, that's an amazing schedule.
Yeah.
They won't get bored, and it's actually 100% Actif and not 100% couch potatoes.
100% flat. Yeah,
and not 100% plat.
No.
So, that's fantastic. Well, maybe we'll go to a kind of music. I know we have a couple of people waiting to tell us about 100% Actif, and I meant to ask, is this the first year for the camp? Or?
This is our third year, actually. Third year we're offering the summer camp.
So we're going to hear from some real live testimonials after this. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.